An Australian Outback tour operator says remote travellers depend on the ABC's HF shortwave radio services for news, weather and general information. Now, you may have heard the ABC's been heavily criticised by some Northern Territory residents since it announced in December it would save $1.9 million by cutting shortwave transmissions. Now, ABC Radio, like the Country Hour, is currently broadcast throughout remote parts of Australia as well as to international audiences throughout the Pacific Islands. Now, Mick Hutton from Bedell Tours, who regularly travels through the western deserts with tourists, says there's no other service available to replace the shortwave, and he reckons the Royal Flying Doctor Service no longer broadcasts information.
Over the last dozen to 15 years, the RFDS has scaled back their HF radio network to virtually the point now where it doesn't exist. The only place you can call on HF now is Port Augusta. Everywhere else you have to ring a phone number, which we can do through HF radio. So that's immediately limited your connection with the outside world, I guess. The old thing being that, you know, you could jump on the network and listen to what was going on and all that sort of thing. Well, that no longer happens. There are sked times with the four-wheel drive and recreational HF networks, but it's not quite the same thing. You don't have the input from the people that actually live and work in the very remote areas.
What sort of information would you be looking for, Mick?
Well, it's ultimately what's going on. Road conditions are obviously one of it, but that's sort of covered by all sorts of things these days. But it's more of where people are and what's going on. And in relation to station people, they no longer, or very rarely, unless they're in UHF range, which is only quite short, they don't have that, you know, what's going on, what are you doing, and all that sort of thing. It's sort of disappeared. And people are probably more isolated now than what they used to be. If you think about it in the old ways, you don't have that sort of party line mentality anymore. It's gone. So in relation to what we do, we take tag-along tours out through the western deserts into the remote country. And HF radio, the ABC broadcast over that HF radio, is about our only connection during daylight hours with what's going on in the world. In night time, if things are okay, you can tune into AM and you'll be surprised at, you know, where you'll pick a station up from. But during the day, that's you know, pretty hopeless. So you only have the ABC over HF or shortwave. And that's about the only news, reliable weather forecasts. That includes your emergency warnings for bushfire, cyclone, all that sort of thing. That's all you've got. There isn't anything else because there's no mobile phone service. So in reality, if you are very remote, the ABC radio over a ham radio or your HF radio is about your only connection with the outside world apart from directly ringing someone.
So, of course, you could call someone on the sat phone or, as you said, call up the RFDS on the HF. What about the VAST service that the ABC promotes, the satellite TV service?
All right. Well, my first question about that to you would be, how much does it cost and is it mobile?
I don't have too much information on that, Mick, other than that it's around $600. You need a technician to install it, and it's usually in a homestead.
Yeah, well okay, there's your problem for the bulk of people that travel. And our client base are, I guess, what you'd call newly retired. So you're looking at late 50s through into their late 70s, I guess. So that basically describes your whole demographic of what everyone refers to as grey nomads. And, of course, the southern half of Australia during the cooler months all migrate north, all these grey nomads. Now, there's a reasonable amount of them with HF radio, and that includes the people that chuff around out in the remote country, people such as ourselves. So ultimately, without mobile service, and if you don't have what's probably a stationary satellite system, then there is no other access to the news and events and emergency warnings. So we're left with the ABC broadcast over shortwave HF. That's all we've got.
Mick, the ABC says that it's uncertain how many people use its shortwave service. What
Yep.
sort of indication do you have anecdotally about the number of people out there who would tune into the service?
Yeah, it is very difficult to put a number on it. All I can do would be to give you the numbers of the peoples in the memberships with the recreational networks, and some sort of number would have to be drawn from that. The network I'm involved with is about 600 members. The other major network's about the same number of membership, as far as I'm aware. There's a third major network, and they would have, I'm only guessing, probably 300 to 400 members. So there's a reasonable amount, and they all have radios that would be able to tune in to the ABC radio broadcast. Whether they do or not, very hard to tell. But from our position on our trips, we have a reasonable number of people with HF, and generally a very good percentage of those people with that gear will listen to the radio at some stage or other, if not every day, during a 2-3-4 week trip with us. And we even listen to it, you know, now and again when we need to, or when we think we need to, particularly for the weather.
So come February 1, when this service gets switched off, Mick, what will you do? What will you rely on?
Well, we principally won't have anything. We'll just have to make a radio call to someone, one of our friends in town, and ask them what's going on, or make a phone call, which we can do through the same radio. That'll be all we can do, unless we're near enough to one of the few mobile towers in the Western Desert where we work, and there's not that many of them, I might add. We won't be able to get any information. I mean, it is literally that simple. There won't be any avenue for an emergency service broadcast, and that's probably the most worrying. To give you an example of that, in 2012, we were very close to being wiped out in a bushfire that National Parks had actually set and hadn't warned people about, and we had no idea that was going on until it nearly got us. So there's all sorts of things that can be done regarding notifying people, but it's exceptionally difficult if the people that you're trying to notify don't have the equipment to be notified on.
There's Mick Hutton from Bedell Tours. He was speaking with Carl Curtin. Now, a shortwave radio supplier says the end of ABC's HF broadcast will mean his business will take a big hit. Gary Kratt from Tescan Radio Australia says there are thousands of people in Australia and in the Pacific who rely on the ABC to provide basic information.
Carl, already we've had a lot of comments, adverse comments, I might say, from graziers, people who are stockmen in the Northern Territory, people in yachts, and the vast majority of adverse comments have come from people in Pacific Islands. So that means New Guinea, Solomon Islands, Marshall Islands, and even New Zealand.
Does that surprise you, the feedback you've had?
No, it doesn't really. We've, for a long time, published a radio guide containing Radio Australia frequencies and ABC domestic frequencies, and people have come to know about these broadcasts and come to rely on them. So, no, it doesn't surprise me at all.
It's probably going a little bit into your business here, Gary, but what sort of quantities of shortwave radios would you actually sell?
We sell thousands of them, but I wouldn't suggest that every customer is affected or will be affected by these cutbacks. But I think it's true to say there are several thousand in the Pacific that would be listening to Radio Australia on a daily basis. And, of course, then there's all those people in yachts, and they're a kind of itinerant listening group, and the stockmen as well. So I'd say there's at least 5,000.
This idea that it's a 100-year-old technology that no one uses anymore, how do you respond to a statement like that?
Well, in a lot of the places that do receive Radio Australia, there is no power for a start. So they're relying on batteries, solar panels, that sort of thing. So the people that are listening that will be affected are those people that are maybe still back in the last century, but that's not their fault.
And you're still getting orders from the Pacific?
Oh, yeah, we get them every day, yep. We recently shipped an order for 500 shortwave radios into the Solomon Islands, and they were going to be distributed to outlying villages so they could pick up shortwave broadcasts. I mean, the Solomon Islands do have a fairly unreliable domestic shortwave service themselves, but most people listen to Radio Australia. The people that buy them in Australia are travellers who are travelling in Northern Territory and Western Australia and would be out of range of a normal AM station. The ABC have domestic shortwave broadcasts coming out of Catherine and Tennant Creek that cover the Northern Territory and Western Australia very well. And so there are lots of grey nomads that would listen to that and use that as a source of news and weather information.
What's the ability of these radios in terms of contacting or getting emergency assistance?
Well, there are two separate aspects to that. There are people that take shortwave radios and listen to Radio Australia for entertainment, and there are people who equip themselves with HF radio transceivers so that in the event of something going wrong, they can contact people. And the advantage of HF over satellite phones and anything else is that there's always the possibility that there's more than one person listening. So with a satellite phone, you ring a number and it doesn't answer, that's the end of the story. If you broadcast on HF radio or shortwave radio, there are lots of people that will be listening. And four-wheel drive clubs have regular schedules for people travelling around Australia. So it's a well-known fact, and there are plenty of frequencies to listen to for news and track information, weather information, that sort of thing.
So there are services beyond what the ABC offers then. What sort of impact do you believe this cut by the ABC will have on your business?
I think we're going to feel it, so I think it's going to be significant. There are still other broadcasters in the Pacific, notably Radio New Zealand, RNZI, the international arm of Radio New Zealand. But it's a service that Australia should be providing, and perhaps it's time to reconsider whether this should be funded out of the ABC budget or whether it should go to someone like the Department of Foreign Affairs, who are the people who are responsible for embassies in overseas countries. And there's not a profit situation, it's a service situation, and maybe the responsibility should be transferred to them. So I think it's probably never too late to change these decisions. It is a profit decision made by the ABC. They've decided that the funds that would be used for Radio Australia and the domestic shortwave service would be better invested in the implementation of DAB Plus in regional centres, and that would cover a larger audience. But they are forgetting that there are people who rely on this as their sole means of information and entertainment, and those people shouldn't be forgotten.
Have you or will you be making any approach to the ABC to put these points forward?
We have already made an approach to the Director of Communications, and he said he's taken it on board, but I don't really expect that there'll be any positive result or outcome from those discussions. I'm just hoping that enough people contact their local member and put pressure on the Minister for Communications, if that's the appropriate politician, to do something about this situation.
There's Gary Kratt from Texan Radio Australia. He was speaking with Carl Curtin. Now, the Country Hour has contacted the ABC for comment. Now, previously, the ABC has said that the move is in line with the national broadcaster's commitment to dispense with outdated technology and to expand its digital content offerings, including DAB Plus digital radio, online and mobile services, together with FM services for international audiences. It goes on to say the majority of ABC audiences in the Northern Territory currently access ABC services via AM and FM, and all ABC radio and digital radio services are available on the VAST satellite service. Now, earlier today, we noted this on the Twitter, NT Labor Senator Malandiri McCarthy tweeted that she was meeting the ABC's big boss, the Managing Director, Michelle Guthrie, today regarding the shortwave decision. She said, "We listen to the ABC. Now you listen to Territorians." Of course, we will wait to see what comes out of that meeting, and we'll let you know as soon as we find out.